Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We'll start with the Giants. Is that what, that's what we did 10 a.m., where, you know, the Giants had some hope going into this game, thinking they could make it two wins in a row, and young Jackson Dart showed, in fact, that he's a rookie. And for me, I think we just got to separate the two things here. Instead of worrying about winning and losing and trying to be relevant this year, it is about evaluating what Jackson Dart can do with Brian Daboll. And through two games so far, I'm more encouraged than discouraged with the Daboll-Jackson Dart connection.
I'm very encouraged with Dart. I'm not encouraged with Daboll. It's just a lot of evidence here to the contrary. He just, you know, the team just has a lot wrong with it. And I'm not going to let the illusion. Although actually, I don't even think it's an illusion. I would say the blossoming reality, probably a better way to put it, of a young quarterback and a head coach who appear to be on the same page. That doesn't mean I'm going to remain married to a coach that I don't believe is good enough to elevate this team to a championship team.
Yeah, I would rather just have the combination together. We had this conversation in the offseason. I'm standing with what I said then. If they were going to bring Shane and Daboll back, meaning let them make the selections this past draft, which they did, then it's got to be beyond this year. I didn't think that they were going to go to the young quarterback, whoever that would be. Obviously, it's Jackson Dart. This soon into the season, as we're now in week 5, you got the start clearly in week 4, but they have, and now my mind turns from, okay, well, whatever they thought they could do win-wise, it's about evaluation with Daboll and Shane, and I think we're just getting started here in only 2 weeks with young Jackson Dart as a start.
Let's say the Giants go 3-14. That brings the mark of Daboll. I'm doing really quick math. I don't know, 21 or so, and it's almost 60.
Yeah.
And Dart looks good, but not amazing. Is that enough to say, okay, I'm going to bring it back for year 5?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because you have to let the whole thing play out here, but I'm not chasing. Look, you got to see who's available. You got to see how bad it goes the rest of this year. It's just week 2. Like, the rest of the way, it's going to be the same thing. Oh, fire Daboll, fire Daboll, fire Daboll. And then what's going to happen is if they do that, it's going to be, is it Shane and Daboll both gone? Do they keep some continuity and keep Shane? And why would you do that? Because he's been just as bad, I would argue, even worse than Brian Daboll if they, in fact, finish with that record. And then you're going to have one GM hiring another head coach, and they're put with a quarterback who the prior head coach selected. Like, it just doesn't make sense. We've been down this road before with the Giants as recently as the Daniel Jones thing, having Daniel Jones forced upon Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. So I would do anything I could to avoid that, and it would take disaster for me to move on from Brian Daboll. I'm not saying that it would have to, like, next year, different story. Mm-hmm. It would take disaster this year, meaning that Dart has to look awful and show regression to me break him and Daboll.
To break, okay, so I gotcha. And now the only thing to me, and this is good for the future, is that, and I didn't know about this. I mean, I saw Jackson Dart play a couple times in college. Obviously, when you're getting ready for the draft, you start seeing the film. You're like, okay, he's a good athlete. He's got some wiggle, whatever. We liked him. But until you really see him, you know, play for your team in the NFL, you don't know. I believe that even, like, Jackson Dart's going to be appealing to any potential veteran coach, which for me changes the mindset a little bit if this thing bottoms out and it's you know, two wins, three wins, just an eyesore of a season again. Because I think if you're a veteran established coach, I mean, what does Jackson Dart not have except the winning resume? But he would be 1 year in the books.
Right, but who's the coach?
Too? I don't know. But, you know, and that's not a good answer. I'll give you that. But I can tell you who isn't the coach. Yeah. And that's the guy who's been running the Giants into the ground.
But then we could have the same conversation, whether it's, oh, hey, here's an offensive coordinator. Now see what you can do with Dart. Like, I'm actually excited for the first time ever with Dable having his guy. I like that pairing, and it's only been two games. Now, we need to see, obviously, a lot more. We also talked about the Yankees, speaking of needing a lot more. I mean, they got their clocks clean over the weekend, and now we're on the brink of elimination yet again. I do not think this series is over. As a matter of fact, I think it's far from over. However, inexcusable. Max Fried, Aaron Judge, and the rest of the Yankees offense. It's not just two games in Toronto. The Yankees bats have been quiet for all of the postseason so far, and then yesterday in particular with Max Fried, your $218 million ace, he hasn't gotten the job done against the Blue Jays all year long.
When the Yankees got whacked in game one, I said, and I almost did this, and I'm happy I didn't, I almost went bonkers by taking the Yankees in four. I almost played that. Because the matchup with Gausman was favorable for Gausman this year. Yanks haven't really ripped. I know a couple of guys have good career numbers, but Gausman's been a bit of an issue for him this year. And I fully expected, Sal, yesterday, once we wiped away the doldrums of the Jets and the Giants, to sit down and to see Max Fried, maybe not be amazing, but certainly be good, and for the Yankee bats to go to town. And instead, we got maybe the most inept offensive approach and results. And I'm not talking about the seven runs they tacked on against lower leverage arms that the bullpen, that the Jays threw out there just to get through the game and piece it together. I'm talking about when the game, starting from the first inning with the empty swings from Grisham and everybody, I was stunned. And because of that, for me, I'll be rooting like a maniac tomorrow night. I really don't know that I have incredible confidence that the Yankees crank out a couple of wins and get this thing back.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You were saying all year long you thought Toronto was better.
I did.
And then you got away from that lately. I thought the Yankees were better all year long, and I certainly thought they were going to be better. Now, I also had no idea about your Savage. I mean, that guy was as good a pitcher as I've ever seen, including what Schwitler did the other night against the Red Sox. This was even more impressive than that. Like, the Yankees couldn't touch him, couldn't sniff him. And the only way they started to get back in the game was when Schneider took him out. And I understand why he did. It was a blowout. You want to save him, whatever. The thought of that guy again facing this Yankee team, even if it's for a second time in game five in that building, that's not comforting to me as far as having the Yankees win this series. But I fully expect the bats. And they better get going. Like, this is on Aaron Judge. Judge has been awful here. Look at the average. He's had a lot of singles. Great. That's great. Any big spot Judge has come up in with a chance to change the game so far through five games has not happened, and he has failed in that spot. And to me, that's the bigger issue that's been continued from year after year after year, and now series after series so far this year.
Aaron Judge last year, you know, he stood there at his locker at the lowest moment of his professional career after dropping a pop-up all of us would have caught when we were eight. And he took it like a man because that's what he is. He's a high-character performer. He's a consistent performer. Whether he wins the MVP or finishes second, whatever, he's an all-time great player. And he comes out and he puts up this amazing regular season just to let everybody know, all right, this is who I am. But there's got to be another level in October. And I'm sorry, a bunch of singles. I don't care what the average is. For me, the real proof is what do you do in these moments where the game is on the table? And the way he flailed at that slider on Saturday, and by the way, the two guys behind him did the same thing, basically.
The whole lineup.
Stanton was awful. I was very surprised at that. And let's say that the Yankees are in a tight game tomorrow, and I do agree, it's been the offense, which has been the main culprit here, and obviously Fried was awful. But let's say that the Yankees are in a 5-3 or 2-4-2 or 6-4 two-run lead tomorrow. Do we trust Weaver? Is Warren getting the baseball? I mean, I like Cruz more than you, but even I'm not looking at Cruz like I would, you know, like a Stanton or Jeff Nelson back in the day. So there's other things that worry me. I mean, they're hanging by a thread.
Last and certainly least, the Jets.
Yeah, always least, always last losers. Just the most morbid, sad sack, pathetic franchise that I've ever seen. And, you know, listen, I'm not even saying this to, like, get a click. I really don't care. I don't care about the Jets anymore. I just don't. They have broken the spirit of so many people, you know, and everybody kind of has their threshold where it's like, all right, I can't take anymore. This is enough. This is the end of the rope. And for some, it was Bowles, and for some, it was Gase, and for some, it was Saleh. And maybe because Aaron Glenn being a really good player and saying the right things and me feeling it and me also thinking the Jets might be a little bit better talent-wise than they certainly are, particularly on defense. Their defense sucks. I do not watch them with an ounce of emotion. I no longer watch them with an ounce of care. I also will raise my hand and be the first one to say, whenever they are good, whenever that is, I'll jump back in and enjoy it as much as anybody. I will watch every snap, but I am desensitized to how bad and lifeless they are. They stink.
Maybe that would be the best thing for the Jets organization because I feel like the negative feel around that organization just will not go away until they start to win, which is very difficult to do, especially for a young head coach, a first-time head coach, with all the losing that they've done. So you play a great competitive game one, but you lose that game, and unfortunately it's been downhill since. Glenn is a shell of what he was before he got hired here, or after he got hired here. And I think that storm of negativity is just overwhelming. And if more people have apathy toward this team, which they should, because there's no reason to get in. I was saying this from the beginning of the year. It's not about wins or losses with the Jets. I want to evaluate Aaron Glenn. And if you're doing that, just even aside from wins and losses, it's been ugly. He doesn't have the answers. It's got to get better. But it's so early on in his regime. The talk is already about firing him or potentially somebody else, and that's not healthy. Maybe more people being apathetic toward them could actually benefit.
Stabilize the Jets. You know, yeah. I didn't really think of that. It's a unique way to look at it. I think Joe B is going to be on with Evan and Tiki today, I think. I mean, how does Joe even care? How does anybody care? And, you know, listen, we've been doing radio for a long time. We've all had moments where, like, you know, you get into it with a caller, you're an idiot, you're a Jay, you know, and say things maybe we don't really mean and we wish we could take back. Mm. I really don't say that to him. Like, I don't really call people idiots. I try to be above that. But the Jets are idiots because, I mean, I really mean this. And I need to reassert this because this was a conscious decision on the part of the Jets. The Jets had 53 guys walk out there in stiflingly hot black uniforms on AstroTurf when it was 88 degrees at kickoff. The Cowboys had white. That was a conscious decision. The Jets actually, and if they didn't calculate the weather, then they really are idiots. If they did and they ignored it, then they're even more idiotic. So I am just, you know where I stand. I really don't care about the Jets.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Nick is calling from Newton. What's up, Nick?
What's up, BT, Sal? How we doing?
Nick, what's happening, buddy?
Sal, I met you this weekend on Saturday. You came in for ice cream.
Yeah, the Denville Dairy. I was going to tell you, BT. So Nick was the one who called us where he was getting married last year.
Oh, I remember that.
During a Nick playoff game.
I remember this.
So I went to Denville Dairy with my family. And
you get a little discount to take care of you, Nick?
Nick, all good. But I did have to give him a tip. You know, it was one of those things.
They have the jar out there?
Yeah. No,
Nick,
not
come
the
on,
jar.
Man.
You know what I'm saying, Nick? Mm. The little tells you to tack on the tip. I felt obligated. After
the digital one?
No, man. Yeah. You're fine, man. Man, you're fine. It was great to talk to you in person. But these sports teams, they really did a number yesterday, didn't they?
They did.
I'm a Giant fan. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm a Knicks fan.
Okay.
And I never thought at one point in my life I'd be saying the first weekend of October, God, I can't wait for the Knicks. oh my goodness. Like, I watched that first half of that Giant game and the first two drives looked great. And then it just implodes. You switch to the Yankee game and it's down 9-0. It's like, there's nowhere to hide.
Nick, obviously you've got separate emotions, even though yesterday was brutal. Like, but I know you can separate the Yankees and the Giants. Giants have been awful for a long time. Yankees haven't won in a while, but the Yankees are always very good. But you got to at least admit, unlike the Jet fans now, at least you got Jackson Dart and you get to see where he goes and how he develops. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He's going to pop a few. Like, that's got to give you something.
It does. Okay. It does. I'm more leaning towards BT when you say, I like Jackson Dart, but I don't like Dable. We just look so unprepared.
Yep.
We look unmotivated. We get hurt more than any other team in the league. We look tired out there. By the second half, they all had their hands in their laps like, here we go again. Like, I can't do it. Dable, he just stands there with his arms crossed, shaking his head. And the defense, Shane Bowen. Get out of town.
Yeah,
he's
got to
go. If there's anyone fired before the end of the season, it's him.
The problem is, though, Nick, and thank you for the call, and thanks for taking care of us Saturday there. Well, you know, we paid, but he was, you know,
I got you. How was the ice cream? Good? Good setup?
Very good. Yeah, nice. My wife. No, so my wife's cousin was in town. I told you about that.
Oh, yeah. You did
so
tell
it
me.
Wasn't just, you know. It was my wife's cousin, my wife, Sammy, and then, of course, I had to get a little something. But anyway, it was nice seeing Nick at Denville Dairy. My issue is, if they fire, they can't fire another defensive coordinator, not the head coach. Like, how many coordinators are going to get here?
Keep passing the buck here?
Yeah. But I also don't think Bowen has done a good job. With this defense. They got to be more aggressive. But this was by design. Dable wanted Shane Bowen. By design, those guys got to go out there and attack more. I thought it was idiotic. You talk about the Jets being idiots. I thought it was idiotic to play Abdul Carter on the inside. Like, I don't care who's hurt. Abdul Carter should be playing on the edge. That's his skill set. He's an elite edge rusher. Let him wreak havoc in the backfield. So whose nimwitted idea is it to have him play inside? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Anyway, I can't push back on Bowen, and I certainly can't push back against or for Dable when you look at his record. However, the most valuable thing in the NFL to me is the combination of head coach and quarterback. And this is only the second game that we've seen Brian Dable with his quarterback, Jackson Dart. And in those two games, to me, I'm encouraged about what Dable and Dart can become, even in spite of his record overall.
Yeah, you definitely more than me. You know, I feel like Dable has had a long enough runway just to show some stability in other areas. And again, this is not about, you know, getting on the air and saying that they should move on from Dable today. No, this is just, you know, where I am right now as I evaluate him, where I was at the end of last year, which is where I am now. I mean, I would not have brought him back. I don't see any evidence really to the contrary this year. The only thing that's changed is that a talented player showed up. Like Jackson Dart showed up, and there's moxie, and there's speed, and there's a good arm, and there's a dynamic quality. I don't think that Dable's improved upon anything because they still get highly penalized. They don't look like they're in great shape. Don't love the game plans. They still stink.
But to be fair, like, I'm not sold on Jackson Dart either. I'm just saying I'm excited about the possibility of Dable and Dart together. To be fair to Dable, if his rookie quarterback doesn't have three turnovers in the game, they probably win that game.
Yeah.
Like, what head coach is going to be able to overcome five turnovers, four of which came by rookies, the other came of which a player shouldn't be in the NFL?
I get that part. I'm not trying to be unfair to Dable. If this was year one or year two, I wouldn't be saying this at all. There's a lot of games that we've watched where I'm sitting there saying, what are we watching here?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.